This week on Seeking Christ in the Scriptures, we look at how you can really make a change.
Because you are not wholly and solely looking to Jesus for your hope, you're missing out on real change. You're missing out on the real Jesus. Real transformation only comes from the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And just as we do every week, we go to the only source of hope available to mankind, God's holy word. As Jesus Christ said, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." So stay with us for a few minutes as we seek Christ in the scriptures with preacher Matthew Tilley. Brother Tilley is a Baptist preacher and teacher looking to work out God's call on his life by ministering to the local church. He's currently serving out of Eastside Baptist Church in Mebane, North Carolina, and available to preach meetings or fill pulpits around the state and beyond. His contact information will be available at the end of the program. Here's Brother Tilley with this week's message.
This week's passage is in Galatians chapter 1, beginning with verse 6 and reading to the end of the chapter in verse 24. The Apostle Paul writes this under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, and here's what he says. "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than ye have received, than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men. For I neither received it of a man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God, and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. And then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none save James the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God I lie not. Afterward I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in time past now preacheth the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorified God in me." Father, please bless the reading of your word. I pray that you will help those that hear to understand, and for those that hear and to understand, to accept and repent. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I knew I was in trouble when the car just wouldn't go up the hill. But let me tell you, I wasn't deterred for a moment. I backed up and tried to take the hill faster. And that would have been fine if it had just been maybe a weak motor or a really steep hill that I really had to work to get up. But the problem was ice. And ice built up on a dirt road on top of that. Speed wasn't just stupid, it was dangerous. Especially because on the other side was a downside, transforming my little 88 Dodge Omni into a speeding, out-of-control bullet. So I went from being not able to make any forward progress to not being able to stop moving as I came down the hill. Finally came to a stop with the front end hanging off the road, and I was stuck. But here's the problem. My father had told me that night to follow behind him, to stay behind him. We were leaving church, the roads were dangerous, and he said, don't take any detours. Stay behind me, we'll get home safe, you just stay right with me, and we'll be fine. But I had the bright idea of taking a little bit of another path, a path that I thought was a little bit of a shortcut, that I thought was a smart way to go, and I had followed him all the way, but made this little side detour and got myself in this trouble. The good news was, only found in trailing behind my dad. No matter how good any other path seemed to me, they were all bad news by comparison. And that's exactly how it is with the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you think about the true gospel of Jesus Christ, Paul points out to us that there is an absolute dazzling transformation that happens. He gives us his own testimony, and he starts there in verse 13 and talks about what a wicked man he was. He says, renowned in the Jews' religion, and he was persecuting the church. Here's a man who was, by all means, by all measures, a terrorist to Christians. He is a very wicked man. He goes on in verse 14 and even says he is essentially self-righteous. He is exceedingly zealous of the traditions of his fathers. But what happens to him? In verse 15, it pleased God. It pleased God to save him. It pleased God to transform him. And when that happened, verse 23, he goes on to say there are these people that did not know him in this other place. And the minute he walks in, there's a visible transformation. They had heard of his reputation as a terrorist to the church. Yet now that they've seen, he's visibly a different man. He's creating a very different kind of response. In verse 24, they're actually glorifying God as a result of him, instead of running screaming as they might have just a few months before that. This is exactly what the grace of Jesus Christ does. It changes people. It gives them a new life. It changes people from sinners into saints. It breaks the bonds of sin. It gives us hope. It gives us a future. That's what the grace of Jesus Christ does. It transforms people who were completely sinful, who were completely destitute. It transforms them into someone useful, into what God has created them to be. And this is not revealed to us by man. Going backwards to verse 11, he talks about that. It's God who revealed this gospel to him. This is not a man-made religion. This is not some self-help book or some wise teaching. This is something that is given to us by God. God orchestrated all of this. Everything in history, his own word, he's orchestrated your life. Even those of you listening now, he's orchestrated it so that you're hearing these words. Why? To reveal to us Jesus Christ, to reveal to us his glory, to reveal to us himself, to make himself wonderful and known. And if the gospel is as really as tremendous as it is, and it really is providing this kind of change, and it really does come from the most perfect being in the universe, why would we want to mess with a good thing? And that's actually where Paul opens the passage. He says, what else could possibly satisfy? He's even amazed in verse 6. I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. He says, why have you taken on this perverse counterfeit, as he refers to in verse 7, this perverted gospel of Christ? Why are you doing this? He says, don't accept substitutes from anybody. He even says this twice. If you look in verses 8 and 9, he repeats this, emphasizes this, saying, whoever gives this, I don't care if it's an angel from heaven that tells you this, ignore it. Don't pay attention to it. Because if it is not the true gospel, he says, not only is it wrong, but you'll be accursed for accepting it. Because there's only hope in one, and that is Jesus. He curses the other preachers of these false gospels because they're adding to or subtracting from the grace of Jesus Christ. He's saying, I don't care if it's a religion, if it's a cult, if it's a teaching, if it's secular, I don't care what it is, if it takes away from Jesus Christ, if it says that there's hope in something else, you're cursed for accepting it, and you're cursed for promoting it. Ultimately, this is given by the most important person in the universe. He says in verse 10, for do I now persuade men or God?
Who are you really trying to please here? As you're listening, are you trying to please me? You probably don't even know me. Why would you try to please me? Are you trying to please yourself? Are you trying to please those around you? Or is it God? And the God of the universe is the one who has answers. He has the solution. He has the fix. He is the only one who really matters. Now, when I took that path several years ago in the storm, I didn't, if I can be honest about it, I didn't consciously reject my dad's plan. In fact, I actually justified the path that I took through the back roads to go home that night. After all, I followed him for 20 minutes that night. From church all the way to our house, I had followed him, just as he had said. All I did was, for the last 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, I broke away and went another path. The fact is, many of you are doing exactly the same thing with Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what Paul is chastising you for. You may affirm that Jesus Christ is Lord. You may agree that he is the only hope. But your eyes will jump to things that fill your lusts. You start believing that your tradition is the only way. You start believing that you just need to try a little bit harder. And you swallow teachings that point you to another gospel. Something else that may provide you hope. Because you are not wholly and solely looking to Jesus for your hope, you're missing out on real change. You're missing out on the real Jesus. Real transformation only comes from the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're missing out on the real Jesus because you've created him in your own image. You've made him, you've taken somebody else's word for who he is, not his own words in the scriptures. Real revelation only comes from God. Other sources may make you feel good. You may turn on the television or a radio program just like this one, and it may make you feel good. It may seem to be full of wisdom. It may seem to offer you promise. But I would urge you to stop listening to seminars and even preachers and self-help books and all of these things that direct you away from the scriptures. Because the gospel, the real transformation, the real hope, is not found in a man's logic, in a man's thinking, in a man's way of doing it. It is found in the scripture. Worst of all, not only are you missing out on the real change and the real Jesus, if you are following after these false gospels, you will, however, get real condemnation. You might impress somebody by following some path. You might even be pretty happy with yourself for a while. But at the end of the day, if you're not following after the Father by going after his Son, Jesus Christ, when Jesus himself said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life," the only end is destruction. For the wages of sin is death. Wages of sin is death. There is hell to pay by following another gospel. Won't you come to Jesus? He's the only hope for real transformation, and it will transform everything. He is the only one who will fix anything. He is the only one who's coming from God. All other things are from man or from the pits of hell itself. Apart from Jesus, you will be condemned. Father, will you show the people that are listening, those that have heard my voice, that have heard your scripture, would you show them their need for Jesus? Not just a Savior, but for Jesus Christ, the hope of the world. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for spending time with us this week as we seek Christ in the scriptures. We pray that it was a help to you. If you would like to contact Brother Tilly, you can reach him by phone at 336-480-4142 or by email at mjtilly@gmail.com. His postal address is 828 Fletcher Road, Hillsborough, North Carolina 27278. His preaching and other information is available on his website, www.mjtilly.wordpress.com. Please join us again next week at the same time on this station as we once again seek Christ in the Scriptures.